Visit whatsmypolitics.us. You're listening to What's My Politics, bringing you U.S. Civic News Scan, paychecks, household costs, and voting in plain English. We'll cover what happened, why it matters, and what to watch next. Today's biggest practical stories include work authorization for Salvadorans with temporary legal status, a proposed $5,000 election year payment that would need Congress to act, and court fights that could change which Missouri voters elect which House member. There are also new consumer protection actions involving unauthorized card charges and health app privacy rules. Several of these are not final laws, so the key question is, who has the power to make the next decision? Congress? A court? A federal agency? Or state election officials? Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. Salvadorans with temporary status can keep working for now, but the next federal decision is still unclear. The Department of Homeland Security said Wednesday that temporary protected status, or TPS, for Salvadorans would remain in effect while the department prepares an announcement. The program had been set to reach its current end date on September 9. TPS lets eligible people from El Salvador live and work legally in the United States for a limited period. What to watch? Watch for a formal DHS or USCIS notice explaining whether TPS is extended, ended, or given a new transition period, and how work permit documents will be handled.
Headline 2. Trump's proposed $5,000 dividend is a campaign promise, not a payment program. President Trump said at a Republican midterm convention that every U.S. adult would receive $5,000 if Republicans keep control of Congress after the November election. No bill, payment formula, income cutoff, funding source, or implementation plan was released. The White House did not provide details when asked by the Associated Press. What to watch? Watch for a written White House proposal, a bill in the House or Senate, and details about eligibility, payment timing, taxes, and how the program would be paid for.
Headline 3. Missouri's U.S. House map fight returns to the Supreme Court as ballot deadlines near. A federal appeals court panel on September 9th left in place a federal judge's order favoring Missouri's newer congressional map. Opponents immediately appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. That came one day after the court declined to stop a Missouri Supreme Court decision saying the newer map could not be used while a referendum challenge remained unresolved. What to watch? Watch for emergency action by the U.S. Supreme Court and for Missouri election officials to announce which map and candidate lists they will use before absentee ballot deadlines.
Headline 4. FTC settlement targets payment processor accused of enabling unauthorized charges. The Federal Trade Commission announced a proposed settlement with Humboldt Merchant Services, a payment processor. The FTC alleges that the company handled payments for more than 1,000 sham merchant accounts connected to unauthorized billing scams. Under the proposed order, Humboldt would pay $12 million and be permanently barred from processing payments for merchants considered at high risk for fraud. What to watch? Watch for the federal court's action on the settlement and for FTC instructions on whether any consumer refund process will be created.
Headline 5. FTC withdraws an older health app breach policy statement while the underlying rule remains. The Federal Trade Commission rescinded a 2021 policy statement about when health apps and connected devices must report certain breaches of consumer health information. The FTC said its 2024 update to the Health Breach Notification Rule already covers health apps and devices such as fitness trackers, making the older policy statement unnecessary. What to watch? Watch for FTC enforcement actions or new guidance explaining how it will apply the 2024 Health Breach Notification Rule to apps and connected devices.
Headline 6. New Hampshire primary sets a major U.S. Senate race for November. New Hampshire voters chose former U.S. Senator John E. Sununu as the Republican nominee for the state's open U.S. Senate seat. He will face Democratic U.S. Representative Chris Pappas in the November 3rd general election. The seat is open because Senator Jeanne Shaheen is retiring. What to watch? Watch the November 3rd general election, including candidate positions on wages, taxes, healthcare costs, housing, and federal spending. Also watch whether outside groups add money to the race. Visit whatsmypolitics.us first. Use my representatives to find federal, state, and local officials, then compare their public records with the issues that matter to you. Now, back to the briefing.
That's today's briefing from whatsmypolitics.us. Follow the linked sources, verify updates with the Responsible Government Office, and make your own call. We'll see you tomorrow. whatsmypolitics.us, a smarter way to apply technology.